This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman, and now Imam Muhammad.
We thank God, alhamdulillah, means we praise and thank God. We witness that He is one, and that He is the creator of everything, and God who cares about all of His creation, and especially His human creation. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Qur'an was revealed centuries ago, 14 centuries and more ago, is the seal of the prophets, the last of the prophets, and the Qur'an is the last of the revealed books. The book of the Muslims, the Bible, our book of the Muslims, is the last of the revealed books. We are Muslims, and we are also obligated as Muslims to make a contribution to the whole world and to be of service to God, but through service to humanity, through service to humanity. Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, said, "The best of you is the one who is best in his service to all people and mass, to the whole of humanity." So we are obligated as Muslims to work not only for ourselves, but to work for all human beings, to work for the human family, family of man. And this really empowers the soul and the person, the intellect, to have a much better life for self, for family, and for neighborhood, and for your neighborhood. If we can get more of us to understand that the purpose of human life on this earth is service to God, but through service to community, service to mankind and community, and we will have more people turned on to wanting to be productive, to be productive. And a big cause means more production. Small cause means less production. If you work only for your individual self, you won't have much. If you work only for your family, you'll have a little more, but not too much. But if you work for the community of mankind, you have all the freedom possible for you to make great contributions for yourself, for your family, for your immediate community, and for the whole world. So this is what God wants in all of us. God wants all of us to be turned on to serving Him, but serving Him by doing service to the whole community of mankind, making our service benefit or be useful for the whole community of mankind. Juneteenth, the day that commemorates our emancipation or our freedom from slavery in these United States, should be understood as a day that freed our bodies, our physical bodies, so that our physical bodies could then have opportunity to go from slave master and from plantation and even from the state that where we were slaves to any place on this earth. So that was the freedom for the body for the purpose of giving freedom to our minds. Freedom to our minds. When the slaves were freed, it is reported, newspapers of the cities of the United States reported that when the slaves were freed and they heard, "Yes, now we are free," they could be seen going to pick up literature and trying to read because they were not welcome to do that before. As slaves, the slave master wanted them to do the physical labor and not to be interested in reading material or being educated. That would have hurt his business if they had devoted a lot of attention to educating themselves and reading, etc. That would have been for personal development. And he did not give them opportunity to do anything for personal development except prepare themselves by going to bed and getting up to work for him the next morning. So when we got our bodies, physical bodies free, The slave saw that as the opportunity now for me to go and pick up a book and read it. I didn't have that opportunity before to broaden my mind, to educate myself. So I understand that the most precious freedom is not the freedom of the physical body. You have the story of prophets and servants in the Bible. And many of them, because the world did not like what they were doing, the rulers at that time, the ruling order, did not like what they were doing, they put them in prison. But in prison, those prophets were still serving God. They were still devoted to what they were devoted to before, and their following was growing outside of the prison because they knew their leader, though locked up physically, he was not locked up spiritually, and he was not locked up mentally. So many great works were written and produced while confined, while in prison, while locked up. So actually, we know of Frederick Douglass, who was a slave, and he had a good master at one time. By a good master, we mean that his master wanted to see him have improvement on his life. So the master gave him, went and bought books for him to read. Knew he was a very avid thinker, reader, pardon me. His master found him reading and said, "Well, do you want to look? I'll get you some books." He got him books. And he helped him get educated. Frederick Douglass was already intellectual and learning and a learned person while yet a slave. His master had to give him up because of financial problems he had, so he had to give up Frederick Douglass. He sold him to another master. That master turned out to be harsh, cruel, not caring about Frederick Douglass as a person, but just caring about Frederick Douglass as a slave that would give him service, that would do service, do work for him. Frederick Douglass had not been prepared to take that kind of situation. So history says that he actually struck his master, hit him with his fist, and he fled. He fled. He ran from him and got free of him, eventually came up north, got to Boston, and was accepted in the north as an intellectual, working with the abolitionist movement to abolish, to end slavery in the United States, and later became a statesman and visited Europe, other parts of the world, as a statesman from the United States of America. Now that's some real progress for the individual. And if we look at him, his life and his progress, we will see that the body does not have to be in good situation for the mind to make progress, for the mind to make progress. And we can just reflect quickly on some of the neighborhoods that we grew up in. I myself grew up in a very poor and bad neighborhood. One block from where we used to live on 53rd and Wabash, 5338 Wabash, just one block, we walk over to State Street, and there were bums, wine heads, plenty of taverns, bad condition. People living very poor, life wasted, wasted lives. Some of you came up from even perhaps worse circumstances than I grew up in, than I myself grew up in. But I came out of my house and went to school every day, not house, the house didn't belong to us, just one level was ours, one floor, the second floor was where we lived. I came out of that place every day, clean. Sometimes there'd be a hole that was sawn up, clothes sawn. My mother had made the hole, fixed the hole, darned it or whatever they call it. But I was clean, neat looking, very, very nice looking, well-dressed, clean boy, had a bath that day. My mother would never let me go out without a bath. And that was not only for me, that was for all of our children. Send me out, and she had put something in my mind. I was in a neighborhood like that, but my mind was in a bigger world than that neighborhood. And many of us have been blessed to have parents and have relatives and guardians or friends to help us get in good situations and to have a bigger life in our minds than the life that we were living. And if you have that, you can grow out of the dimensions, out of the small dimensions you're in. Harvey is a great town, but it's not a big town. It's a very small town. We should be so productive in this town that New York should be writing about Harvey. Wall Street Journal should be writing about Harvey. If we had the right idea in our minds. And the right idea is this idea that Christians have, that Jews have, that Muslims have, and many other people have it. The idea is that the human being is a wonderful, marvelous thing. Your life, your creation, what is possible for you, it's a marvel, it's a wonderful thing. You are capable of rising as high as any other human being born of a woman. Yes, you are. But you have to have faith in yourself. And you have to know that you can't do much at all for yourself or for anybody else until you appreciate what Allah has done. And you in Christianity, you have what God has done. English, Allah is God in Arabic. English is God in English. You have to appreciate what the Creator has done. That's where the thinkers began. Thinkers who thought themselves out of savagery, who thought themselves out of ignorance and a wasted life. What they began to think about is what God has done. They looked at the sky and they start to wonder how the heavenly bodies stayed the way they are. Every night we see them there. They're there every night. Every morning the sun rises. Every night, every evening it sets and gives us a night to rest in. So they wondered about those things. And when they started to wonder about those things, their mind started to expand. Their mind started to get bigger. Their big environment is made to stimulate your mind to grow bigger. God did that for you. God didn't want you small. God wanted you big. If he wanted you small, he'd have put you in he'd put you in Harvey, and it wouldn't have been no way to look outside. But he put you in a big universe, a big world with a sky. It looked like it's limited. It is limited, I believe. You can't find the end of it. Big earth with all of these wonderful things growing out of it. And in Scripture, both Quran and the Bible, we are told that God made the earth to support us, to give us our food and support us. And Allah says in the Quran, and it's also in the Bible in another way, that he supplies you your needs. He gives you what you need from heaven and from earth. Isn't that wonderful? From the skies and from the earth. He gives you your needs. He supplies you with your needs. God supplies you with your needs. So if we could believe in God and have this true picture of what God did when he created a human being, a thinking creature who could think himself free of his own physical and natural limitations.
Giants Labor Day weekend for the 2001 Muslim American Society's Islamic Convention. The theme of this year's convention is We Cannot Stop Now. A special emphasis will be placed on building a better community and giving more attention to our family life. Events scheduled for the Chicago Hilton Tower includes workshops, youth activities conference, and a special awards banquet. Imam W.D. Muhammad will deliver a major public address on Sunday, September the 2nd at the McCormick Place Convention Center. For more information, call 708-798-2215. Remember, 708-798-2215. Be there.
The physical and natural limitations are no more better than the life of an animal. My physical and natural limitations make me no more than an animal. Just maybe at best, a good animal, or a top animal, chief animal, but still animal. Because if I just have nothing but the natural urges in me and my physical body, the master, slave master, can have me. I will accept the slave master. As long as he permits me to party on the weekend, let me drink and have some sex on the weekend. Let me dance and feel good on the weekend and enjoy the bodily pleasures. I'll be your boy. But once you once your mind is turned on to thinking free of your body, thinking beyond the limitations of body, thinking beyond sex, thinking beyond eating food, thinking beyond drinking, and drinking liquors and getting high, thinking beyond narcotics, thinking beyond dancing and singing, when your mind starts to grow free of those limitations that would free the animal, I guarantee you, if you go out there in a zoo and give some of those animals a drink of liquor, they'll be happy too. Yeah. And give them a shot of drugs, oh man, they'd be high too. So that's for animals. That's for animals. What God has created us for is for us. And he has created us to benefit from all that is in the skies and all that is on earth. All of us won't be able to start a movement in that direction, but all of us are able to make some contribution to a movement that goes in that direction. None of us are too weak or too sick or too ignorant to make some contribution to that kind of movement. And that kind of movement will expand the mind even of the sleeping ones, of those that want nothing. If they start to see that kind of environment growing around them, their mind is going to be turned on and they're going to start to grow themselves. So hope for even those that are hopeless is that we have something done in just in the terms of industry that will make them have an environment that will turn their minds on and make them appreciate a new environment or a new situation and a better life for themselves. And understand this, that freedom of the slave was the freedom to have their life back in their own hands. That's real freedom. That's the freedom they wanted. Their lives were in the hands of the master. They wanted their lives free so they could have their lives in their own hands. So they can say, I want to marry that lady. Not the one my master brought in here for me. I want to marry that young man, not the one my master wants me to mate with tonight. They wanted the freedom to have their own choices, to have their lives in their own hands. That's the real emancipation, when you have the freedom to make your own decisions for your own self, when you are free to take your own life into your own hands. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad attracted so many very poorly educated African Americans of the poor quarters and areas of Detroit, Chicago, and Milwaukee in the early in the 30s and 40s. He attracted them to come to him, to come to his call for building a nation. He attracted them because he gave them an idea of them being in another world called their own, belonging to a nation, a concept, a national concept that was their own, and being able to make decisions without white man's approval, without slave master approval. Not that all white men are slave masters, but if white people put you in that situation, then their whole race is seen as a superior race, and they're seen as a master race, until you do something on your own as your own self, as your own race, to give you credit in this world with them. And that was the call of all of Elijah Muhammad. Come, let us do for self. Let us show ourselves, firstly, that we can do things for our own self. Our people loved it, and they still love it. They're following Minister Farrakhan because they love that. They love that. It is a need in all of us. We have a bigger picture now. It's not a black nation. We have a bigger picture. Our field of labor is the universe. The Quran, Muhammad, invited us to see our field of labor as the whole universe. So we are on the road to catch up with the white man. Because that's what he sees the whole universe as, a field for his labor. He labors in the sky, and he has astronomy, and he has all kind of intelligence coming to him from the skies. And he labors on the earth, and he has farming and agriculture and industry of all kinds. Because he was turned on by Scripture. So let us be turned on for the bigger thing, and we'll be successful. And let us no longer see our emancipation just as emancipation to be free to go and party, be free to have a good time. Look, a good time is working. God knows the best time I have is the time when I'm working. when I'm working with my pencil or my pen or my thinking, or when I'm working at the job on the at the meat market, or I'm working in the office with the ministry staff. When I'm working, that's when I'm happy. That's when I feel more productive. That's when I'm really doing something. Betty or Ace ain't never had a charge like we can have when we indulge the mind and not the flesh. I think you brothers understand where I'm coming from. Yeah. Well, it's time for us to accept what God has offered us ever since life began for human beings on this earth. And that is a complete freedom. But a complete freedom that you have to pay one price for. And that price, obey God. And you can be as free as the stars in the heavens, free as the air that blows around the earth. You can be as free as anything that God has made. And God only wants that you pay one price. Obey God with that freedom. Thank you. And may God keep us in the best tradition of the best African-American people up from slavery. Dear believers, peace be unto you. We witness that there is but one God. We worship him in prayer and worship him with our whole life and worship him alone. We associate no deity with him, no son, no wife, no person, no nothing in creation. We associate with God as a God. God is God alone, and he needs nothing from anything outside of himself. He exists independent of all things. Allahu Samad, that's his attribute. Allahu Samad, as Samad, means he exists eternally, not needing anything outside of himself. And Allah says, I don't need that you should feed me. God is not one to be fed by someone. He needs no food. He never hungers. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He never is tired. Never is tired. Never is affected at all by anything. He is independent, existing alone, resisting any attempt to aid him or to change him. He cannot be changed, and he cannot be assisted only by his servants. Says no one comes to him except as a servant. We serve him and we worship him. Serving him is the same as worshiping him. That's why our whole life is service and our whole life is worship. To say Abdullah, I worship Allah, is also to say I serve Allah. The same. It comes from the word meaning servant. Abd is a servant. Abdan, a servant. Abdun, servant. And the highest station or place we can have in creation is that of servant. And God made everything to serve him. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, everything serves God, serves Allah. And we are his human servants, his human servants. And that is the best name or the best title anyone can have, is the name or the title Abdullah. We all are Abdullah. Allah chose Muhammad the prophet and he called him his servant. He said, my servant. And he addresses all of us in the Quran, our holy book, Ya Ibadullah, all servants of God. All of us are the servants of Allah. We are created to serve him. That he did not create the men or jinns for any purpose except to serve him. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ For any purpose other than to serve him. And when you accept that you have been created to serve your God, who created everything and you, you have a good life. That's all you need. Once you do that and you mean it in your heart, you have a good life. When you accept that your life was given to you for you to serve your God with that life, to serve your God with that life. Not the God that didn't create the heavens and the earth, that's not a God. If some God didn't do the creation of the sky and the earth and man, that's not a God. There's only one God, and that God is the one that did all this. And if you accept again, I say, that your life, the purpose for your life is to serve that God, you're going to have a good life. From that instance, you're going to start having a good life. No way except but for you to start having a good life. Most people in religion, they don't understand religion. See, most of them know the religion only by faith. They don't know it by good sense or by reason or by logic. Allah says in the Quran, most of them only know the religion by faith. Oh yes, I believe. My faith, this is my faith, but have no rational understanding of it. If they had a rational understanding of worship of God, their life would be in good shape. That's all you need. Allah says, if one holds to believing in the one God, though he be in hellfire, if he holds to it, it'll pull him out of hellfire. It'll pull him out of hellfire. That belief will pull him out of the hellfire. And it will. I know. Praise be to Allah. Islam is worship. And we worship God with our whole life. That is to say, worship for us is not Friday alone. It's not a Sunday. Worship for us is every minute of our lives. That's worship for us. And worship is knowing your God. When Muslims convert, when a Muslim converts to Islam, or Christian or anybody, but actually it is the Muslim that's converting, even though it be a Christian. It's the Muslim and the Christian that's converting to Islam. When we convert to Islam, we say Ashhadu. Ashhadu. That means I witness. I witness. To witness something, you have to know something. You can't witness something without knowing something. So a Muslim is supposed to become a member of Islam, a member in the following of Muhammad the Prophet, and a member in Islam, after knowing something. Not just on faith. After knowing something. Not just on faith. Not just on feeling good. I could be a good, feel-good preacher, and you all could have a place filled up. There'd be people standing all out there. See, you need a whole lot of feel-good people to do anything, but you only need a few witnesses. And they can do wonders. I'd much rather have the few that know something than the many just believing and know nothing. Dumb. Yes, dumb. Just thinking religion is feel-good. Oh, I feel good. Thank God. No. Religion is feeling good, all right. But it's not that temporary feel good. The real religion will make you feel good all the time. No matter how bad circumstances are for you, you'll still feel good. The real religion. Praise be to Allah. In Islam, it's prayer. We pray. We have to pray, you know. Salat. Make the salat. And the Friday Jummah is to teach us something about Salat. To teach us with a silent message, a sign. It teaches us with a silent message, with a sign. Instead of doing the four rak'ahs for the noonday, we only do two, cut them in half. Only two rak'ahs for the Salat al-Jummah. That replaces Salat al-Dhuhr, the noon Salat. But it's made up for, as I heard one learned imam from India say, it's made up for by the khutbah.
During this Labor Day weekend for the 2001 Muslim American Society's Islamic Convention, the theme of this year's convention is We Cannot Stop Now. A special emphasis will be placed on building a better community and giving more attention to our family life. Events scheduled for the Chicago Hilton Tower includes workshops, youth activities conference, and a special awards banquet. Imam W.D. Muhammad will deliver a major public address on Sunday, September the 2nd, at the McCormick Place Convention Center. For more information, call 708-798 7082215. Remember, 708-798-2215. Be there.